Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Miss Cyanide, and I welcome you to Juggalo Rider Radio. Now, here's your host, Havoc and Ghetto G.
Whoop, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Heavy Quiet Boy, Gil G. With us right now, we're waiting on Flaw to call in. As for tonight, we got the interview with one and only Flaw of fucking Kentucky. These guys are badass motherfuckers. Dope-ass track, and, yo, it's going to be an honor just to have him up on here. Just got to wait for them up on here. But what's going on, Ghetto? Ghetto G, you are unmuted. Alright, let me let you guys know that we'll be waiting on them. But, either way, definitely looking forward to this interview right here. But, why is it saying it? Try again. Hold on, Ghetto. It's not letting me unmute you. All right, Ghetto, you try calling back in real quick, and then we'll get back to you. But, yeah, we're just waiting on Flaw right now. Don't exactly know which members we're going to have from Flaw, but definitely looking forward to this. Fast one more time.
Can you hear me this time?
Now I can hear you. Now that I finally fucking took you off mute.
Jeez, man, what I said previous to right now, man, you didn't even hear me. So what the fuck?
Nah, what'd you say?
I said that never have I been, nor will I ever be in a choir, so I don't understand the name Choir Boy.
Well, I meant the Choir Boy in death.
Yeah, it was a little strange introduction.
Well, man,
so what's the deal?
On,
are these people going to call in? We got called in. What's the deal here?
We're waiting for them to call in right now.
Alrighty then. We got anybody tuned in yet?
Nope.
Come on, man. People are supposed to be here on the dot.
I'm in the J-Do that we're waiting on them. So I talked to them this morning. I let him know, you know, he asked for the number again, and, yeah.
I was talking about the people that are going to tune in for the interview to, like, you know, ask questions. I was referring to them, to being here on the dot.
Yeah, we're waiting on them, too. So, yeah, man, the intro that Miss Cyanide did for us is pretty dope, man.
I like the other one better.
Well, that's just the promo.
What do you mean promo? It pretty much says the same thing.
Well, hey, kind of say two different things, though. Like, one's more, like, for a promo, the other one is just the actual intro for JR.
I don't know, it was a good choice with the whole duck the fuck down.
Hell yeah. But, guys remember. I mean, like I said, I told Dave this morning. Well, you know, before I headed out to work. Hopefully they remember. I mean, then again, we've been posting like fucking crazy.
What the hell did you just say?
I said, I talked to Jay this morning before I headed out to work.
No, about the gravy port.
I said I've been posting like crazy. The fuck you about gravy?
That's why I was confused. I was like, what the hell is he talking about something in gravy for?
Yeah, nah, but I said crazy. I didn't say anything about gravy.
Oh. Well, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah. I posted on the other page saying that we're live now, waiting for you guys. Yeah. Waiting on them to first page. See what happens.
Nothing happens.
Wait, we got 845. Oh, wait, not much. It's John Crazy Clown.
Hey, sir. What up?
John Crazy Clown, we do not have any homemade cigarettes for you.
Fuck you.
If I did, I'd probably charge you like 10 bucks a pack.
Yo, I was looking at that band today that you're interviewing today, and I came across their song called Hole, I think it was called, W-H-O-L-E, right? It's a pretty good song.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not very sure.
Well, that's a pretty good song. I like it.
See, you made a fan out of John Crazy Clown. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's pretty cool. I want to hear it again.
Well, go hear it again, because we ain't got it.
Yeah, go download that. Go download the album, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, just get your hands on their albums. And, of course, I believe they are working on a new album once they're, you know, called in. Because ask them about the everything. If they ever remember to call in.
I don't know. I advertised, you know, looking at it. I shared your little thing on Facebook.
Holy shit. John Crazy yeah. Clown is already better than Psycho Killer.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Watch out.
What a guest.
Yeah, right?
See that? I'll look at it for everybody.
I'm just saying, man, you doing that, you know, you did a whole lot more than that dude has ever done.
Wow.
It was the right number.
Well, I would hope so. I don't know how you screw this number up.
No, I just shared exactly what you put.
No, not you. I'm Havoc.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I'm kind of drinking, you know, so don't mind me.
And drinking.
Yeah.
And you still got the number right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was before I started drinking, so don't ask me now. Just saying.
Don't ask you now. Now you're going to hang up at some point in time. You ain't going to be able to come back because you won't remember what the number is.
Probably. Let me finish my drinking. I probably won't.
You're going to go hit up your neighbor for some cigarettes.
No, I actually got my own now. I bought the whole machine the other day. So now
Wait, hold on. What was that story? Weren't you, you were making your own now and you were selling them to your neighbor?
No, I was going to. He didn't answer the phone.
even though, like, they make their own, too.
No, there's one dude, he don't. He buys regular cigarettes.
Oh, it's a different neighbor.
Yeah. My mom lives in an apartment complex, so there's a lot of neighbors the same.
Well, there we go. That makes a little more sense, because I just figure you're trying to sell them back to the person that made their own.
No.
No.
Y'all.
So did you buy any pink bracelets yet?
Pink bracelets?
Yeah, the fucking, rainbow, no, not rainbow, fucking, the horse pink bracelet thing on PlayStation.
I don't think I did.
never know with you, I don't know.
I mean, I did buy this one bracelet, but I didn't buy it. I had tickets from Dave and Buster's one time, and that shit barely fit my wrist. I had to, like, squeeze it on there and shit, and then the letters start falling off or whatever. It was all cheap. It was like one of those.
Oh, yeah, we actually do have somebody listening, but he's wondering where the band is. We're wondering that same exact thing.
That's a good question, my friend.
Yeah.
But instead, could we ask you questions? Who's in the room?
Nobody.
What?
You said somebody's looking for the band. Who the hell is here?
Rob Brunson. He's listening, but he's not in the chat room itself.
Oh, well then how are we going to ask you questions? How is your Friday night going? Are you drinking something? Are you smoking?
I'm doing a little bit of both.
Maybe listening to some Flaw while we wait.
You know what? You can definitely play some Flaw while we wait.
There we go. That will keep people entertained for a moment.
Yeah. There you go. With Payback. The oldie but a goodie. There it is.
With me. be your turn. Pretty soon it's gonna come back and be your turn. Pretty soon you're gonna be the one that burns. Pretty soon it's gonna come back and be your turn. Pretty soon it's gonna come back and be your turn. Pretty soon it's gonna come back and be your turn. Guess what? You suck. Watch me fall while I go down. I'm taking all your passes to the ground. With me dead, I'm proud on your fucking own life. The systematic, I still need to be in my domain. Watch me fall while I go down. I'm taking all your passes to the ground. With me dead, I'm proud on your fucking own life. The systematic, I still need to be in my domain.
Yeah, my phone was totally staticky through the whole damn song. Fuck.
Because you're on your cell phone.
Yeah. I caught bits and pieces of it.
But, yeah, and Rob, we've been waiting a good long while for this interview, too. I mean, you know, I talked to Jason earlier, I headed off to work, I gave them the number again, and, yeah, we don't know where they are.
That sucks.
What the hell are you doing over there?
Who?
You.
You.
Fucking itching my fucking knee.
You gotta make all that noise just to itch your knee?
No, I was trying to fucking pull my knee down.
He's over there like, ooh.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, keep that shit out the radio, man, you little freak.
Yeah.
I've been that way again, all these guys.
He said, yeah. You're a sick bastard, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get Silent up in there.
Who?
Silent girl.
I think she's probably busy with her her boyfriend, actually.
Probably.
What do you mean, probably? Motherfucker, you don't even know.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
Exactly my point.
I don't know. Last time I knew, she was asking people for money, so she might not even have a phone anyway.
Well, she was on the internet the other day, so she got something.
She don't even talk to me no more. I don't give a fuck.
She got something in the form of an STD, probably.
What the fuck? Why is it you think everybody has an STD?
Well, the fact that you just said that you probably got something.
And that's the only thing you ever think about, man. You a sick motherfucker.
He's probably saying it because he probably got one.
Calling you out.
I made sure to rap at least twice when I fucked Chewbacca.
I need to find somebody from Massachusetts to fuck somebody else with me.
Hit up Havoc, man. He's from around that way.
This dude's trying to ask my girl to send her naked pictures.
Some dude's trying to get your girl? You have a girl?
Yeah. She's on my three-way.
She's on your three-way?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? Y'all... Oh, you mean phone.
Ray Ray.
Hello.
There you are. Holy
shit. Oh, the chick from Virginia that you didn't even know that smoked until, you know, you finally asked her.
So does what? He know a lot more about you today?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much, but...
Not much.
You know,
so what are you, what are you up to? Nothing.
He's talking to you, babe.
Yeah, babe, do you have a name?
Yeah, Ray Ray.
What?
Her nickname is Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. Lele.
Yeah.
But not Pele. Shay Shay. KK.
Crazy, my word is.
There goes that awkward silence.
Yeah. Victoria, ain't that poke? That crazy bitch.
Yeah, she is pretty crazy.
Who?
Victoria.
This is crazy chick that we know.
Oh, was that girl that came up in here fucking nonstop fucking choking?
No.
That one time?
No.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what he's talking about. What is that?
No. That's a little kid that shouldn't be on JRR and who's annoying as all hell and has way too many damn questions.
Oh. So you had to say.
Yeah, she came up in here the other day. She's like, nonstop. All you hear was... I was like, damn, what, are you choking on the dick or something? Shit.
Well, knowing that kid, yeah.
Like, holy fuck, we thought you were in.
I want to know what the band is.
So do we got another song we could maybe play here?
Yeah, we can do that. Down to it. Let's go with Gil G's.
What?
Let's go with Gil G's favorite track.
My letter. That's my jam right there.
Yep. Here we go.
Now you question who I am.
And we're back.
Man, dude, you talk about somebody hacking up their lung and shit, man. This motherfucker through the whole fucking song doing the same damn thing.
You bullshit.
I heard you coughing and shit, man. What the fuck?
It was like you were dying.
No, my fucking throat hurts like a muffler.
Did he just say his throat hurts like a muffler?
I guess so.
So, gentlemen, how about the fact that SmackDown at
I'll be back. Fucking Ray Ray lost service. I got a three-way back in the east.
She's not even saying anything anyway.
Yeah.
I know that. But she still can be on the phone.
Oh, yeah? Do you like her to listen? Anyway, what have you?
I said, SmackDown that you had a good match tonight.
What, the Randy Orton versus RVD?
Yeah.
Yeah, and RVD's biggest fan. You see that dude? That dude was going wild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the dude with the whistle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even RVD saw him, man. He paid him some attention there, whatever, and he's like, move!
Oh,
the hell was that?
That was my phone, that was my iPod. Now I got a message on Yahoo for spam.
Yes, spam messages!
Yeah, I just clear them, then I add them to the ignore list.
Speaking of spam messages, I had one earlier on Facebook from Miss Sinai. I was kind of wondering who the hell sent me a message in my other folder.
Oh, yeah, and what did she have to say?
Hi.
When the hell did it go into your fucking spam?
I think she may have sent it before she added me.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
So therefore, I don't receive messages and whatnot unless you're my friend.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I take it back. I don't know how the fuck that happened because I unfriended somebody, but yet they could still send me a message. I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
So yeah, man, this is it seems like it took forever for this interview to show up, and now here we are, and nothing's going on.
Yeah, I know. But they're not even here. I mean, you know, we're here. Their fan, Rob, tuned in. I don't know if he's still tuned in anymore.
Man, I actually got a few likes on, like, a few places I posted shit and whatnot. But those people probably will never show up.
Man, I don't know how, is it that hard for people to, you know, to go into the chat room so that way that we actually know that they're tuned in?
Apparently. Or maybe they just don't have a name and they don't feel like creating an account.
That hard.
No, it's not that hard, but people are lazy, so they tend not to do simple things.
Yeah, true. But this dude Austin Summers keeps posting in every single goddamn group.
About what?
I don't know. Something about like the page, something.
Oh. Seems important.
Oh, yeah. So important.
But yeah, man, we keep getting more and more likes, man. Like, all we need to do in our like page is not talk.
Apparently. Okay. Austin Summer saying, like the page, fam, whoop, whoop. Anyone who lives in the ground, DBW Street Team. Because apparently, it's so important.
Oh, yeah, seems like it.
I don't know. All I know is I want my 53 bucks and fucking buy my electronics. Then I wake up, put that into my bank account. I'll be happy.
Why are you waiting for $52?
Because I sold in my phone, well, my old phone, my Droid, and my iPod Nano.
And you only got $52?
Well, yeah, about there. Well, $53.
You know how absurd that is, right?
Hey, I mean, that was probably the most amount, you know, I could find someplace.
I'm just saying, man, you probably paid a whole lot more for all of those put together.
Oh, yeah. You know, let me see if I can find a track to upload to the soundboard, since they're obviously not going to show up. Find that dude that,
Oh, the dude. Yeah, of course.
That was his name. Skinny Bob.
The alien guy. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Peter Miss Sign, all right, I'm uploading that right now. I didn't listen to it last night.
Well, that's not very nice.
Nope. But,
So about Chris Calico got a new song out called Titties.
Oh, damn, John.
I was like, this song right here may sell me the album. Right, that song's actually pretty dope, though, you know. Not because it's just about titties, but because it's a pretty dope track, too.
And Zucky.
I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, just sing along to a song singing, Titties!
That's true.
But that first track you put out, that was,
Heard that track that he put out yet?
He put out two tracks so far.
Don't tell me he's going to pull a Test 9.
Well, I hope not, because his album comes out on, what, the 30th?
Yeah. And look at how many fucking tracks Tech 9 put out before fucking July 30th.
Well, let's hope Calico doesn't do that then.
Great.
But we got that Stevie Stone next week though.
Yeah. I'll be bootlegging that off straight out of DK.
But of course.
Here we go, this is Skinny Bob featuring Miss Cyanide, the Dark Crow.
Skinny Bob!
Millions of light years, they're on their way. Hearing my horror screams, please do your way. My secret was unveiled to a stranger in the woods. Now she has the gift, I gave her the goods. I took her by the hand and I showed her the way. And now she has these powers beyond her dying day. Let's kill these planets in search of our prey. Stay working fools.
we're back.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It sounded like auto-tune on crack.
No. I don't even know what the fuck that dude said at all.
Yeah, I think the only fucking verses I understood was Miss Cyanide.
Sounded like my phone was all staticky and saying nothing. Like, what the fuck? No, just no, no, no.
Apparently that's just a teaser, too.
A teaser? I sure hope it gets better. Anyway.
This is why people should not use sound effects for when they're recording.
I don't know, man. This might just be me, but when I listen to music, I want to know what the hell people are saying. You know?
Yeah. Pretty much. But with that, we have no idea.
No idea what that was.
But, yes, I guess tomorrow I'll hit up Jay and just reschedule the interview.
Joy. Another rescheduling.
Yeah. But at least, unlike Chris, we're actually here for our interviews.
Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, Flaw didn't show up. But at least we're here. At least we were here.
Who wasn't he here for?
There was so many he wasn't here for. Like, let's see. The whole thing, I think it was supposed to be like Relic and all them, but then he went down to his sister's house.
Didn't he do that?
No, because they never showed up.
What the hell was that interview he did then?
You know what I know? It was fucking Creep and Psycho Jesus.
What was that one he had three people on the phone? What was that?
Yeah, it was like Psycho Jesus and Akavon and...
No, man, it was, who was it? It was Gruesome and somebody.
Oh, yeah, 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 Gruesome and... Combine and somebody did it. I don't know who the fuck that was.
Yeah, he did that by himself. This is very awkward.
Yeah, he probably scared both off, all three of them off.
I mean, I was tuned into some of that.
I was tuned into none of that. I wanted to sleep.
I tuned in and I heard the stalker bitch on there. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. At least now we ain't ever got to worry about her coming back since he's gone.
Exactly. See that, man? Two birds, one stone. No, that wasn't a cheap plug for Stevie Stone's new CD.
Yep. Okay, apparently Billy Griffin asked a question here. Open all Juggalo's chat saying, okay, I got a question for all the fam. What do you prefer, a girl with meat on her, or a skinny girl?
I prefer a skinny girl with meat on her.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that too.
Like some bacon, maybe a cheeseburger. Man, he only posted that because, you know, he wants everybody to say, oh, we love fat girls. Yeah.
You know what? There. I actually put your answer.
Nice. skinny girls with meat on them.
Yeah, and I even put, like, you know, bacon or cheeseburger.
you didn't have to add all of that. But I just kind of figured people would be smart enough to understand.
Yeah, Cross Juggle goes, that's just to say, whichever one will sleep with me.
How's he going to say that, man, when he married to a fat girl?
Yeah. All right.
He shouldn't even be answering that.
Hell no.
Hey, Amanda Wood, where you at, man? Better go yell at him.
And Unchained Heart goes, doesn't really matter to be. I think he just doesn't really matter to me, but okay. Boobs are more my weakness.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with boobs.
It didn't say, do you like ass or you like titties? No, it did not say that.
Hey, look, the bacon goes, Havoc, ... really? She goes,
yes.
And then she goes, nice analogy.
Oh, a big word from a juggalo.
Yeah. And hey, look, even the dude that fucking posted that question, he even liked my comment.
Oh, see, at least somebody found some humor in it. All these stuck up people on there.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, man, them people in that chat are so damn needy. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I agree.
And on top of that, the people that are all needy and shit, they all got boyfriends or girlfriends.
Yep, and Billy Griffin.
Shout out to Megan.
And Billy Griffin even commented to my comment saying, Havoc, you crazy.
You crazy, nigga. Speaking of which, Chill hit me up the other day. He said something. I was like, what's up, my cracker? Or some shit like that. Then he was like, what's up, my nigga?
Oh, man. Yo, if that motherfucker ever adds me and hits me up, I'm like, yo, bring me a burrito.
Who the fuck you talking about?
Yo.
Chill's not your friend?
No.
Oh. I just thought he was on your list since you have all my friends. Just figured he was
there. I don't even know what his real name is.
I don't know. That's his name on Facebook, though. Chill.
I found him. But he says, this is 20. Well, I found a few different chills.
His name is Chill Darkery.
Yeah, that's what I found. That's what I found. So, okay, so you're going to treat him white, he'll treat you black, and then I'll treat him like a Mexican. Bring me a burrito and tacos. Then all we need is someone to treat someone like an Asian.
That could be John Crazy Clown.
In that case, he'd have to die being a female.
He has to die because he's a female? But he's not a female.
Yep.
Well, don't break the news to him that he's a female.
Let's see. Who else commented on something? Another.
See, man, it's things like this that make people think that we're lying about having artists on here.
Yeah, I know.
You know, remember whenever people used to say that we were lying and we didn't really have people on the phone?
Yeah, then they tuned in and they found out, hey, is that you take nine?
Yeah, shit like that. I remember people used to say that all the time. Like, that person's not real. They're not really going to be here. You're faking it. Well, when they don't show up, man, it makes us look like we are lying.
Yeah, pretty much. That's okay. Monday, I'm going to hit up James. We'll get some work. And it works with Big B.
Big B.
But I think I'm going to go to Trek. Go get me some iced tea or coffee. One or two.
Could you play a good track this time?
Yes.
I can understand.
Yes. Firecracker.
Hey. It's the dirty white boy. This for all them crackers out there that keep it gully, bruh. Rest in peace to my firecracker Trey Styles. Let's go.
We the white boys. Some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging. So where my crackers at? In the streets getting dope. Now where my crackers at? In the club getting broke. So where my crackers at? Dodge the bed with the phone. Now where my crackers at? Keep it good until we go. Don't light me up, I'll blow up in your face. Nine in your mouth and you feel the taste. And then boom, boom, blood leaking out your face. Blood the taste buzz out your mouth. Bet they gon' have no case. Cause I ain't gon' leave a trace. I throw the pistol in the lake and leave you dead in your place. Come and take a ride with me. Ain't nobody in the clique living they life safely. Got the guns on safety. So give me your money, my life to go safely. We the dirty white boys. Won't kill your ass on accident. I preach my say this is blasphemous. But I'm just gonna keep whacking it. I'm a white boy, some call them soft. Some blow your head off with a sawed off. This is for them white boys doing their thing. Moving heavyweight like I'm on the deal of cocaine. But it seems no way to life. I wanna live for the rest of my life. No, not me. But I still knock your ass out. Take your bitch and give me some pussy. And for that fuck ass bitch, you put me in cuffs. Dog, please. You got back with 10 keys and the police let you out on day 3. Got these hits out on your ass. Dog, I ain't lying. I'm a firecracker with a firecracker that'll leave your mama crying. We some white boys. Some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging. So where my crackers at? In the streets getting dope. Now where my crackers at? In the club getting broke. So where my crackers at? Dodge the feds with your phone. Now where my crackers at? Keep it good until we go.
No, we ain't never scared, but we like to break bread. We them crackers trapping steady stacking Benjamin. So get in the bin, bitch, I gotta hit this lick. Find they booze by the bridge, switch whips and that's it. My M.O. is to get dough. Now what you said, break bread, tell the cracker get dough. Yeah, no shit, you better call somebody. I probably got enough product to fill all my pockets. It's not my color, it's culture. I'm in these streets with vultures. That's why I never hesitate. Don't let my firecracker talk to us. Nah, I thought I told you what. I ain't never had shit. Forget a groupie, I keep me a bad bitch. My M.O. is to get dough. Now what you said, break bread, tell the cracker get dough. Yeah, no shit, you better call somebody. I probably got enough product to fill all my pockets.
We some white boys, some call us crackers. Down south white boys, call
never miss. It's a must you do, and I never slack, cause I ain't no punk. If I on the jack like a fucked up drunk, keep it on the back, keep it good. Can't just slack, don't start to flutter. If you get jumpy, better run for cover. I'm a dirty white boy, and I run this month. Dirty one, living hard, the definition of good living. I make my money like a corner store, posted up, and I ain't forgiving. If you want a refund, better ask your man, cause them dirty boys don't play. Around my way, you'll catch the K, and right there is where you'll lay.
We the white boys. Some call us crackers, down south white boys, call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hunters, and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging.
So where my crackers at?
And we're back.
Yay, we're back again.
Yay. We still have no idea what a band is. Oh, wait, Jay just got online. Jay, for the floor. Auto. Say back. Till then, go to another track. Let's go to another flaw track. Let's go with past the Halloween. Man, I'm gonna kill Blaw Talk. I have a feeling, you know, when they deleted a few tracks, and then once I paid again, I have a feeling they put everything on track that we did, took off the soundboard, including Devil's Nightmare, Gangsta Here with the Hot Girls, back on the soundboard.
God damn it.
Anyway, so we go Flaw away.
Yeah!
Someone say Randy Orton was supposed to be out with an injury. Was going to be out with an injury?
No.
But well, it looks fine to me. I mean, it looks A-OK for matches. Doesn't seem like he's going to be injured anytime soon.
So how do you think that that world title match is going to end up? I think they're going to screw them both over. They're going to make Christian win and then have Damian Sandow come down and wait.
Probably.
Because, I mean, that's a fucking wasted match. I don't like Christian or Del Rio.
Yeah, but, you know, if I had to choose, I think I'd rather have – I'd rather – Christian have the title.
Christian only had like one title run, and that was very short. So my guess is he's gonna win. But then like, I want to see Damian Sandow come down and win because that'd be pretty cool. And that'd be different too.
Yeah, it would be. I think Christian will retire since he got his last match.
Is that why he got a title match?
Probably.
Yeah, just make him go away already. I bet you, what's his face? Ricardo's gonna come back and he's gonna try to fight Del Rio.
That'd be interesting to see.
Kind of like how, you know, Paul Heyman's going to fight CM Punk.
Yep. Although, I had the perfect and most best and funniest dream of them all last night, Bill Nunn. I ended up putting Del Rio through a table, but not just any table. It was a table covered in barbed wire, thumbtacks, and set on fire.
Why were you dreaming about that?
I don't know, man. I was just thinking, you know, how dope would it be if they take a whole new table match, like where they had like barbed wire like covering the entire table, thumbtacks, and it was on fire, and you put somebody through it.
Didn't they do that in ECW?
Well, they didn't really have barbed wire and set it on fire at the same time, no.
Shit, man, they even had tables on fire in WWE.
Yeah, but like I said, they never, you know, had them both together where, like, it was a table that was on fire with barbed wire and thumbtacks, like, all covering the table.
No, but we all saw those weapons used at some point in time.
Exactly.
Thumbtacks getting shoved into Mankind. Fucking people through flaming tables. Barbed wire matches / barbed wire bats.
Exactly. So this time it was all combined, all into one.
Did you kill him?
I think so. Because he didn't get back up.
It's a good dream.
Yeah, and then afterwards I ended up putting my Cole through the fucking announce table.
Of course it was through the announce table.
And the entire time you had JBL chanting, yes, yes, yes.
He was chanting, that's what we do on Friday nights.
Exactly. That's what we do on Friday night. We put Michael Cole through the table.
I wonder if they're going to put him as an announcer in a new game. They should.
Yeah, they should.
Instead of having Michael Cole talk the entire fucking time, put JBL in there.
Now let's hope this time they'll actually be able to call the right matches.
Yeah, let's fucking hope they talk about the right match that's going on.
I mean, come on, man. Like, you're in a fucking world title match, and they say that you're competing for the Divas title.
Yeah, or like they told me this is a no DQ match. I went out, grabbed a chair, smacked him, and then I got disqualified. I was like, what? He just told me it was a no DQ match. I'm like, well, Cole, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they need to fix that, definitely. That's been fucked up for many, many years. Along with whenever people were talking, they never matched the mouth to it.
No, they definitely don't.
What the hell was the game where you had a cell phone? What game was that?
WWE Raw versus SmackDown 2011, maybe? 2012?
Maybe 11, 12, yeah. I just remember you were backstage and you had to walk around, you had like a cell phone and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then there was like a time machine and shit.
Yep, that was definitely WWE 12.
Alright. Yeah. I just remember that shit. It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, the time machine. You had to go talk to Edge and Christian like, in order to use the time machine.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because, you know, that totally happened in I'm wrong, SmackDown in the first place.
Happening in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
Never fucking happened on wrestling, though.
Hell nah. So why the hell did that come from?
Who the hell knows who came up with that idea? Well, that's kind of like in a Star Wars game. They got all these spider droids running around and shit. But spiders have nothing to do with Star Wars.
Hell no.
Like you have to fight a giant spider boss and shit. Like, when the fuck did you see a giant spider in the Star Wars movies?
Ever.
Exactly. Oh, but speaking of which, man, I saw this one trophy you can get on that game. It said, drop kick 10 Ewoks. I was like, how the fuck do you do that? There ain't even no fucking Ewoks in this game. So I'm guessing it must be one of those download things they have. They only have two things to download.
Oh, man, just...
But I'm going to drop kick an Ewok. That'd be pretty funny.
Go find Chris and go drop kick him.
He's not an Ewok. Ewoks are at least cool. And they're also, what are they? They like eat people and shit too.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, a burp.
I think you put
green
too much effort. You put too much effort behind that burp.
I probably did.
Because it was all deep and like.
I'm actually thinking about throwing my ECW DVD that I do have in my PS3.
Oh, I thought you said you were thinking about throwing it. What the fuck are you throwing it for?
Yeah, no, man, I ordered one off of, RFvideo.com itself. It's, Extreme Warfare Volume 2.
I don't know why you buy those DVDs, man. You just watch all that shit on YouTube.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's got some good matches, though, I mean, because it's got the,
Well, you got the Taz versus Bam Bam Bigelow match where he falls through the ring.
Well, that's on, Living Dangerously. That's what that
I know.
Was. But,
That's the one you got.
That's the one I just ordered.
Yeah.
But the one I have now is Bam Bam Bigelow versus Terry Gordy, Public Enemy versus the Gangstas, Sabu versus Chris Jericho, Tommy Dreamer versus Brian Lee in the High Innocence Scaffold match, and then Kimona Wanalea chips in the ECW arena, which means you see her naked.
The scalpel match. What the fuck was that match? You just fucking knocked the person off the top and they fall through the tables? Is that all you do?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Like, that had to be, like, the weakest match.
Yeah. It was the funniest
It's dope to see somebody fall through, like, a bunch of tables, but, like, can't be much of a match if you're just up there on a little, like, platform.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, this would have to be my second DVD from RF Video.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they have like really good collections.
Let's see.
Mostly all ECW collections.
I want to see that one match again. It was Spike Dudley versus King Mabel and some other fat guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I want to see that again.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember which one that would be a part of. A new ECW one in the Barbed Wire City. Unauthorized story of ECW documentary.
What the hell is on there, Terry Funk?
Let's see what matches are on this. Tell you.
It doesn't tell you.
Oh, no, here we go. Like it. It's like a documentary about, like, you know, ECW. You know, and the barbed wire matches and stuff like that they've done. Okay, we got, you know, okay, it's like, wrestlers range from mainstays like, Sandman, Raven, Shane Douglas, Balls Mahoney, Afro Rotten, Hugh Jack, Mikey Whipwreck, The Blue Meanie, Steve Richards, Nova, Ted Petty, Johnny Grunge, Jerry Lynn, Angel, DeVito of the Baldies, Chris Chetty, Danny Doring, Steve Corino, Sign Guy Dudley. You know, I don't think there's any Terry Funk in this one.
How is he not going to be in a barbed wire thing, man? Wasn't he in a barbed wire match with, like, Mick Foley or something?
Yes. No.
What was that match? He was in some barbed wire match.
I didn't go which one. I don't remember. I know, Terry Funk and, Sabu wearing a barbed wire match.
Maybe that's it. I don't fucking know. But see, he was a part of barbed wire matches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he might be a part of it. I don't really know. I didn't really mention him, but he might be like somewhere in it. Ooh.
Is Dawn Marie in any of them?
Dawn Marie is... Yes. On the Women of ECW DVD, she is a part of Disc 2, the Francine.
Women of ECW.
Yep. Great, because they
only
got a few.
I only ever remember two of them.
No, there's a lot more. There's like Beulah McGillicuddy, Francine, Dawn Marie, Jazz, Tammy Lynch, bitch. Tammy Lynn, bitch, I should say.
Yeah, her too. Ain't she like that girl? Blonde hair.
Yep. Kimona. Electro was a part of that. Missy. And Peaches. There was also, Lita, of course.
Oh, yeah. Is she on that DVD?
On the Women of ECW, yeah. She's on Disc 6 with Jazz.
Disc 6?
Yep, it's going to be... Yeah, for the Women of ECW DVD, there's 7 discs all together.
The fuck? How much they want for that?
Let's see. $35.
$35?
Yep.
Jeez. Find that shit on YouTube or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's also got Angelica. Angelica, I definitely remember Angelica. She was fucking badass, too.
Man, you say that name, I think that fucking girl off of fucking Rugrats.
There was also Sherry Martel. Medusa was a part of ECW, of course, as well. Jenna Jameson was a part of ECW for a while.
Jenna Jameson was in ECW?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, she was at Living Dangerously 98, and she also did an interview with Paulie. She did like a head promo. Also, Jasmine was also part of ECW as well. There's also Nicole Bass was a part of that as well. I almost forgot about her. Angel was a part of that. Yes, I mean, Malia and Molly Shane were more support of it.
So how about there was a drug bust at the gathering?
Am I supposed to be surprised?
But I'm just saying, man, all these people, they always have drugs there and shit, is what I'm saying, but now all of a sudden it's a problem?
Apparently. Maybe because Fuse was there and they don't like drugs.
Who's there?
Wasn't like Fuse or MTV supposed to be there?
I don't fucking know. But I'm just saying, anyway, man, like, how do you get busted for drugs at the gathering? Like, whenever supposedly you're allowed to be smoking and whatnot there.
I don't know. But I do know when I get paid next week, I'm getting me this goddamn fucking Women of ECW DVD.
Somebody's on a DVD binge.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Havoc.
Yeah, man, fucking... I don't know, man. Yeah, like, I definitely need to get more ECW DVDs, though, because I want more. Oh, yeah, and I remember Luna was also part of ECW as well. Yeah, now fucking Kimono was fucking sexy though. But she won sexy ass chick in ECW.
Hulk and the Agents of Smash. Huh?
That is interesting.
It's gonna be a new cartoon series with Hulk and She-Hulk and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, like I know who it is. And I know about that one already. I don't know if I'm interested in seeing that one too much.
It's because it's for kids.
Here you go, I'm going to send you a picture of, Mona.
If you must.
Oh, I must. She's one sexy ass fucking Asian, so that's Hawaiian. Oh. What else they got for fucking ECW nowadays on RF video? Chris Candido, ECW Volume 2. History of the ECW Tag Team Championship. Title. ECW Dreamer vs. Raven Special Edition. Yeah, I'm... Ooh.
Do they have anything other than movies?
Yeah, like autograph merchandise, behind closed door stuff, grab bags, pre-orders, t-shirt. Sammy Fallhill silhouette. T-shirt, the good old days t-shirt, WWE CM Punk's first t-shirt.
CM Punk? What the fuck?
Let's see, collectibles and figurines they have as well. They have a Hulk Hogan Still the Strongest Skeleton figurine. Legends of Wrestling action figures. As likes of, all the legends, like, you know, Jimmy.
This posted up a picture of fucking old action figures, man. Fucking Jim Duggan, fucking Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Big Boss Man, Legion of Doom.
Well, this one's like, you know, Iron Sheik, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Or Delta Bell, what the hell? They have a grab bags, I can tell you. You got to pay $25, you get like an autographed photo grab bag. $25 to get a DVD grab bag. Autographed merchandise, they have autographed Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair 8x10 photo. Autographed Mickey James merchandise, autographed Kelly Kelly merchandise.
Uh-oh. Already got her autograph. But what do they got her heard of?
Have like photos, action figures. Yeah, discount price if you order more than one photo, autograph photo. Three different photos are available, and you will not receive any duplicates. So yeah, it's like action figures and stuff like that. They got like Edge autograph photo. Autograph Face Off Volume 13, a Funkin' Dream, Trish Stratus autograph photos, autograph photo wrestler photos, Bret Hart autograph photo and free gift. Everett Marshall's shoot interview. Face Off Volume 7, Old School 101, that'd be autographed. We got Don Morocco Behind Closed Doors, Jerry Golden, Robert Fuller, Axel Rotten, autographed old ECW commercial tapes, Ole Anderson shoot, Michael Graham shoot interview.
Did they got any posters or anything?
They don't have any autograph posters, but
No, I mean just posters in general.
Wrestling promotion, let's see. No, not really posters, but like best of, like best of Sheamus, best of Miss April, best of Cactus Jack, ECW Clutching set, ECW Raven versus the Sandman feud set.
What do you mean best of? Are we back to movies?
Yep. Not sure what else they have here that you might like.
No, no, just send me that link. I'll look at it at some point.
Alright. Yeah, I mean, they got like a lot of good stuff, though. I mean, especially for DVDs and stuff like that, they got a lot of good stuff. I'm going to send you a link for Kimono. The only Asian I've ever seen that has a decent size tit. I finish off his my review, Majigger.
Review? What are you reviewing?
Best Buy asked me to review like the album that I fucking ordered.
Are you seriously doing that?
Yeah, good point.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, no. I don't know, for some reason Well, I mean, I usually just end up rating them, like, giving, like, a 5-star or something like that. But they make it mandatory to actually do them all.
man. Fuck that.
Well, what did you think of that pixie chick I sent you last night?
That what?
Pixie that's playing at the gathering.
I didn't even listen to.
And it's the breathing man. Welcome back there. What the hell's your name? Oh yeah, John.
did they show up yet?
No.
Yeah, that's a no.
Damn.
Yeah, it's clearly not going to happen, my friend.
I see this. So are you going to, like, call him tomorrow and see how it happens?
Well, I sent him a message saying, oh, when it happened. Then again, like, I do know that they are also in the middle of recording for the new album, though. So, you know, chances are they could have also been off track of time, the album and everything.
Probably.
It's all John's fault.
Yep. Him and his mute girlfriend over there.
Yeah, that's not fair. You can't pick a fight with a mute.
Yeah, sure. good point. He went every time. Come on, if they don't respond back, or fight back, you automatically win.
I see.
Hey, look, I found a picture of AJ Lee.
There's a lot of those.
Yep. Yeah, Gail Kim. ODB.
That's John's girlfriend right there.
Probably is. Curtis. I know.
Now, what are these exactly?
I don't know. I typed in Kimono, Wayan Wanalea. And I get her, and I get all the other divas and women of wrestling.
Google.
Yeah. Google can never actually figure out the, that's what things up the proper way. Oh, look. I'm left. Oh well.
What did you just say?
I said, oh look, John left. Oh well.
I think he left a few minutes ago.
Well, he left and he called back in and then he left again. Oh look, Randy J's online. I don't want to talk to you or play a game with you. You are officially deleted off my list.
What? You deleted Randy J?
Oh, well, he don't talk anyways.
He's gonna come and hoo-ha!
Well, he'd go hoo-ha himself right back out of the comment. And while he's at it, he can go hoo ha himself.
You just said that like twice.
Oh yeah. Well, first I said he'd go hoo ha himself out of the comment, and hoo ha himself.
Out of the comment?
Yeah.
And what comment is that?
I don't know. Didn't you say that he was going to comment or something like that?
don't fucking know.
Yeah, something. I don't know what the fuck he said. Watch a little ECW here soon enough.
May as well play a song.
Yeah, might as well. Extreme Warfare, Volume 222. Here we go. Halloween, one more night.
Personality on whether you like fat girls or skinny girls?
That's not even the question.
I'm just saying, you can have a nice personality, but if I don't want to fuck you, I'm not going to fuck you. So that doesn't even matter.
No. Exactly what the fuck does that have to do with, what do you like, fat girls or skinny girls?
Exactly.
Oh, he loses. Fuck you, Amazon. You never have shirts in my size.
How do they not have your size?
I found an ECW shirt, and the only size they have it in is small.
Man, that ain't gonna fit nobody.
Hell no. Not even a fucking skinny bitch.
Even skinny bitches don't like small-ass shirts.
Hell no. They always have to have big shirts that make people think that they're fucking, they got some meat on their bones.
Objects may appear bigger than they are.
Yeah, they may take the shirt off. No, oh, she's a twig.
Like, damn, girl, where'd you go?
Yeah, you disappeared. Damn, girl. If I blow on you, will you fly away? Come on, but what the fuck? Look, a mankind mask.
Yeah. Abyss wears it.
Yeah. Look, even a Undertaker mask and a X-Pac mask. Yo, I actually, like, I kind of remember these. Not too much, but I remember them a little bit. You might too. Type in ECW t-shirts, you get fucking John Cena shit, old WWF mask, and things that have absolutely nothing to do with ECW t-shirts, like camera.
Man, that happens with no matter what you type.
Hey, come on, Amazon, I typed in ECW t-shirts, they brought me like fucking Shawn Michaels, Sandy type thing. Cameras. I don't know what the fuck the hell a camera's got to do with anything. Like, it's like I'm gonna, you know, take a picture of the sort of shit that, you know, I want.
Yeah.
It would be funny if we decided to call John Crazy Clown back and he was like, who the fuck are you calling me back for? No, I wonder if he'll pick up. Let's find out. Pizza.
Do you want to die?
Motherfucker hung up on us.
Well, he's no fun.
Hell nah.
I think he got scared.
Probably.
Already had no idea who the fuck we were.
Hey, look, Ghetto, I found the perfect cane mask for you. It's a cane replica mask with hair.
I already have a cane mask.
Does it come with hair?
No. But one year for Halloween, my dad wore it and scared people on the porch.
I don't think your dad needed a mask to scare people.
I'm just saying, it was funny. He was just chilling on the porch with the cane mask on with like a pair of hedge clippers or whatever. And you're right, because he really is the devil.
No, man, motherfuckers, I'll get that. I'm going to have an admin. Just by typing that.
What?
I typed on that status saying, on that status, you know, who people prefer, fat chicks or skinny chicks, I just said. Anyone wants to add me, go for it. I'm still on Facebook, Joe, for 18 more days.
Yeah, because, you know, that has plenty to do with that status. Yeah, you got some bitch in there complaining, why do only the juggalos add me? Why won't none of you girls add me? Welcome to the internet.
Yep. This dude reminds me of you.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, this dude named Boyd Heimer goes, so I dated this girl for a year and a half. I never had anything to say to her. I wasn't even looking forward to spending time with her. I didn't like saying I love you, so I broke up with her.
Well, damn, he was in a great relationship.
Yeah, then he goes, now I'm very depressed and I'm feeling very lonely. Am I an asshole?
Yes. Hell no, man. You were with some bitch you didn't even like, so it was a good thing you got out.
Let's see. You have, like, two other people commenting on him saying yes.
And he's not an asshole. He just didn't like the damn girl.
Andrea D. Anton goes, no, you were just with the wrong person.
Duh.
Jose Trejo goes, damn, fam, a year and a half, that's a long time, but still shouldn't feel like an asshole over one chick. Yeah. Ashley Renee Holmes goes, sorry, that's just one of the weirdest wishes I've ever heard of. But does that make an asshole? No. Seems as though you two were together way longer than you should have been.
Well, thanks for pointing out the obvious.
Cameron Stockton goes, you are an idiot. Why would you stupid that long with a girl, but it's all a lie. You are a reason girls don't trust men.
First off, nobody knows what the fuck you're saying, and you're completely wrong.
Actually, it's funny how Jonathan Tate responds to Cameron's question, responds saying, duh, what, Cameron?
English. Do you speak it?
I don't think he does. Damn, did you know there's a Pittsburgh in Kansas?
I know there's a Pittsburgh somewhere.
Yeah, it's in Kansas.
I think there's another one, too.
There's a Pittsburgh in Kansas. I know Pittsburgh in PA. But I don't know about Kansas. What did you learn in a day?
I don't know why you found that, but...
So that's one of the lists that added me from that group. Lives in fucking Pittsburgh, Kansas.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. I had no idea. Now I know.
Well, whenever I say Pittsburgh, I sure hope people understand what the hell I'm talking about.
They probably don't, but, John Crazy Clown! You
How the fuck did Sean make us get my number here?
What are you talking about?
I know that was you fucking called me. It's all like your fucking voice.
We just been bullshitting here. You must be smoking crack.
No, nigga, I ain't smoking a crack. I bet you if I call this number back, it'll be right to y'all.
Go ahead, call this number back, Asian boy.
Fucking try to sleep. I gotta fucking work in the morning.
When I go to sleep, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like y'all fucking boys talking about are you alone and then fucking talking about some pizza.
What? Some pizza?
Never fucking mind. I'm gonna call this number. I bet she's gonna be off.
Alright, call this number.
About to, right now.
But you're already on it.
Yeah, you're already on it. What's your favorite scary movie? Yeah, hands up. What if he realizes that number that he calls, that shows up on his phone, don't call back to JR.
What does it call?
I have no clue. All I know is it doesn't call to JR.
That's funny as hell. Well, see, then we weren't lying. The fuck is that?
My Obama phone.
Oh, great. You too.
Yep.
Crazy bitch talking again.
You have reached the voicemail box of 203-826-4.
And the number that calls us, that calls the phone, is like 347. That's what happens when you call that number back.
Why does it give you options?
Man, it rings too.
Well, what option did you pick?
You call that number, that you know, that called his phone. It would have been a 347 number. You can't even call it back.
Well, why does that come up?
I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah, that's always that's the number that always comes up whenever you call it here too.
Yeah, you can't call it back.
Fucking New York. What are you doing?
Three, four, seven. Area code. California.
What area code is 614?
614. That is Ohio.
Ohio?
Yep.
Somebody keeps fucking calling here. 614.
Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, 347 is New York. It's actually Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx.
How about that? You just blame it on Chris, since he's always up there.
Yep. We can definitely do that.
You just say it's him calling.
Yeah. We'll be like, how the fuck did he get my number? They don't know.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. There's way too many damn fucking stalker bitches.
That's for sure.
Stalker bitch, leave me alone. I want to beat your face with a stone.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Now that I'm singing like that.
I was just fucking using the old hook, man. I didn't give a shit. I just needed a hook. Even though it's not going to be any longer than a verse anyway.
True.
Wasn't even meant to be a song either.
Yeah, but it turned into one.
Yeah. Fucking crazy bitches.
Yeah.
That just don't get it and keep coming back.
Pretty much. They got gift certificates for on this site too. RF video gift certificate.
That's wonderful.
We have a pre-order.
Pre-order for what?
See, they got pre-orders for CZW Tangled Web 6. WSU Uncensored Rumble. CZW New Heights.
The hell is CCW?
It's a wrestling company. I forget what. I think it's, Oh, yeah, Combat Zone Wrestling.
So it's CZW.
Yep.
Thought you were saying CCW.
Well, that probably is a CCW. That's probably like Canadian Championship Wrestling. And, of course, there's House of Hardcore 2. Actually, might... pre-order that and try to get my hands on that one. Yeah, man, they got fucking Maria in that one.
Maria's in House of Hardcore? I thought she was in Ring of Honor.
Well, yeah, she is, but Ring of Honor is a independent company anyways. So, I mean, so it's like they can go back and forth between that one at House of Hardcore. Let's see what kind of matches they had for House of Hardcore. It was Hale Collins versus Crowbar, Vic Delicious versus Guido Martino, Sammy.
Did you just say Big and Delicious?
I said Vic, V-I-K, Delicious.
It really doesn't make it better.
Sammy Callahan versus MVP. Mike Bennett with Maria versus Carlito Colon. Alex Reynolds versus Tony Nese versus Petey Williams. The Steiner Brothers versus
Petey
Eddie
Williams. I thought he was in TNA.
Oh, yeah, he is, but House of Hardcore is back in, number two is back in June 22nd of this year. They also had the Steiner Brothers versus Eddie Kingston and Homicide, John Morrison versus Two Gold Scorpio, the Young Bucks versus Brian Kendrick and Paul London. Lance Storm versus Tommy Dreamer with Terry Funk.
So does that mean John Morrison ain't coming back to WWE?
I guess not.
Since he was going to be part of JCW, and now he's there, and he's not with WWE.
I guess not. Hey, I just might get a fucking WSU Uncensored Rumble.
What the hell does that mean?
WSU was Women Superstars Uncensored.
So what is it, like a naked Royal Rumble?
Could be. It's the Uncensored Rumble. It's you got Jessica Havoc versus Athena. About a three falls for the WSU World Championship.
Man, Athena, man, that's what we used to call our dentist.
Who's the Athena is for this? An awful lot like somebody. Yep, nope. Let's see. To determine the number one contender for the WSU World Championship, you got Eva versus Lexus. Determine the number one contenders for the WSU Tag Team Championship. You got Kimberly versus Annie Social versus Annie Social versus Veda Scott and Jesse Brooks. First time ever, Jenny Rose versus Christina Von Airy. Grudge match, Addie Starr and Matt Chamot versus a mystery opponent and Chris Dickinson. Roster spot on the line, Jonna versus Nia. Uncensored Rumble match featuring Santana Garrett, Zandra Bale, Taylor Hendricks, hell yeah, Shanna, Jody DiMilo, and more. Also scheduled to appear is Sassy Stephanie.
Well, I knew one person out of all them people you just named.
Yeah, Taylor Hendricks. Well, actually, two that you might know. On Aerie.
Speaking of women wrestling, somebody posted up his video of his terrible dance battle between Summer Rae and Emma.
Dude, I forgot that was supposed to be on this week. Damn!
That was so fucking bad.
Oh yeah, I mean, did you see the way Emma dances?
That's why it was really bad. Even what they had Summer Rae do was pretty fucking bad. I mean, she even pulled out doing the whole Fandango shit.
That should be on Hulu Plus now, then. I hope anyway.
It's on fucking YouTube.
Well, it's also gonna be on Hulu Plus. If it's on YouTube, it's gonna be on Hulu Plus as well. Since it's a new week.
Yeah, man, what the fuck were they thinking with that shit?
That was Summer Rae's idea, too.
Well, they both sucked.
NXT. Let's see. This had a couple matches, feeling matches too, like Bo Dallas against Leo Kruger for the NXT Championship. I'll just watch ECW while I got the full belt.
Yeah.
I'll just watch it tomorrow when I come home from work. Or later when I come home from work, whatever. And it's sad when you have to work fucking two different departments in one day.
Oh, what? You have to start the shows a little bit, then go get the carts? Oh.
No, I had to work produce and the meat department.
Ain't that like the same thing?
Well, one involves, you know, produce like lettuce and stuff like that, and one involves me actually stocking the shelves of meat. With steak and shit.
The same fucking thing, man. You're just stalking the shelves.
Yeah, but. I mentioned the fucking manager for fucking meat department's a fucking douchebag.
Pretty much like anywhere.
Yeah. Wrestling victim. Oh, for. Here they go, Sage. And how about the fact they brought some new dude in NXT? That's exactly like fucking Dolph Ziggler.
No grief.
Hell of a lot worse. Here we go. Wrestling. Fictions revealed Raw and behind the scenes. Following the success of Women Wrestling Fictions Unleashed, RF Video has been overwhelmed with the response. Everyone who has seen Missy Hyatt, Tammy Sitch, Tracy Taylor, Ecstasy, and Rain totally up close and naked on Wrestling Fictions Unleashed wants more. You want to see what happened behind the scenes in the Vixens locker room? You want to know what the girls did? When they didn't think the cameras were filming. Now on Wrestling Vixens Revealed, you will know what Tammy, Misty, Tracy, Ecstasy, and Rain are really like when they're not performing for the cameras, and see them reveal even more with this unreleased locker footage. Not only will you get the unreleased locker room material, you also get lots and lots of more from the exclusive Wrestling Vixens Unleashed photo shoot. More nudity, more Tammy. Hey. $20. I'm going, man. I'm buying this fucking shit next week. Hey, I mean, come on, man. Fucking. And this man, and this shit, you like, you get to see him fucking wrestle naked too.
Man, I've already seen a women's wrestling thing where they wrestle naked.
Yeah, for wrestling seminars. Wrestling seminars.
No, man, it was really a wrestling company.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about they have wrestling seminars as well here on this thing. You can, like, get on DVD. Like, they're teaching you, like, about wrestling, like the hold and shit like that.
Speaking of seminars, Jump Steady's working on a new album.
Oh, damn, Don. Oceans. And there's a lot of wrestling promotions out there nowadays that I definitely got to check out. like SK Wrestling, SPW, Absolute Intense Wrestling, Action Pack Wrestling, All Pro Wrestling, American Championship Entertainment, American Luchador, or Lucha Corps, AWA, Ballpark Brawl, Big Japan Bro Wrestling, Big Time Wrestling, Blood, Sweat, and Ears, Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling, Classic Memphis Wrestling, Cleveland, Offshore Wrestling, Combat Zone Wrestling, of course, Crossfire Entertainment, Impact Wrestling. So many new fucking promotions out there. Fucking insane.
Yeah, well, I'm good with WWE.
There we go, Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling. You got for this shit. Rena Deeb, Mickey Knuckles, Missy Sampson, Amy Lee, Rosa Nigga, Shelly Martinez, Amber Rodriguez, Cherry Lane, Amazing Kong, Sylvie Silver, Angel Alicia, Alicia Sumi Saki. That's one. That's not the other one. Get awesome though. Oh, Amazon, you failed me since you couldn't find me an ECW t-shirt. So I'm going to close you out. Was, I think they have maybe I think Lita might be a part of that.
Uh-oh.
I know Winter's a part of that now. I don't know if she's going by Winter or what the name she's going by now is. I think Lita should come back and whoop the shit out of everybody in fucking WWE nowadays.
Yeah, bring her, Maria, and Kelly back.
Yeah, and Trish Stratus after she has her baby.
Well, she's more of a trainer now.
Train me. we both know you wouldn't mind being trained by Trish Stratus.
She could teach me yoga like she'd teach Triple H.
Exactly. Yep, Morgan went to support us. I actually might check out this Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling. Yeah, man. I wonder if John Crazy Clown had any luck trying to call back that number.
He's dumb.
Man, just the fact that he actually wanted to attempt trying to fucking call the number back, even though it doesn't work. Good luck to that one. I think I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
Sounds like you're already fucking passing out.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
All right, bye.